From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Derek Spencer. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
If you look up when she walks in, she ain't beautiful in the eyes of most men. But every man she's let out on the floor now keeps his eyes fixed on the door, watching for the day she might pass back this way and might take his hand again. Maxine, won't you walk one more time past me? Oh, our time's coming, I know. And when it does, honey, I'll go to wherever you should ask me. But walk on by just one more time, Maxine. She walks right in and gives the room a glance. See, she finds herself a fool, one who's willing to take a chance. But not one man she's let out the door will he's ever seen her out here no more. So pray that when she tugs at your sleeve, she's only looking for a dance. Maxine, won't you walk one more time past me? Our time's coming, I know. And when it does, honey, I'll go to wherever you should ask me. Walk on by just one more time, Maxine. And oh, she's been coming. Times the way she smiles, it makes me wonder who it's for. Maxine. Time's coming, I know. And when it does, honey, I'll go to any hell you'd cast me. But walk on by one more time, Maxine.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 630th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest, Derek Spencer. From the hills of Eastern Kentucky, Beattyville native and singer-songwriter is where Derek Spencer found a passion for songs. Please welcome Derek Spencer to the Red Barn stage.
Like the gladiators of old, bloody and bent in the mud and cold, beckoned by a drunk and a bloodthirsty crowd. Well, I will give it all, and whether I win or whether I fall, tomorrow's cheers will be just as loud. Sauron, run, you old racehorse, run. Run, you old racehorse, run. When all you're worth is all you've won. Run, you old racehorse, run. Into the dirt the blood is trod, and those who fail are fast forgot. Some say it's better for the ones that go down. But this ain't no place for your regrets. This is a place to place your bets. And Pharaoh is running for the crown. Sauron, run, you old racehorse, run. Run, you old racehorse, run. The faster you do, the sooner it's done. Run, you old racehorse, run. Running for roses in circles, Lord, just round and round. See that a rose for me is saved and put down on my grave. When they've run me into the ground, neath them gray Kentucky skies, rest your head and close your eyes. Listen to the wind into the rain. Hear the beating of eight bells' hooves running away, wild horses do, running like only a wild horse can. So run, run like a wild horse run. Run like a wild horse, run. Just for the hell of it, just for fun. Run like a wild horse.
You're just joining us on Red Barn Radio. You're listening to Derek Spencer. Derek's from Beattyville, Kentucky, and he's got some beautiful songs. I know if you've just tuned in, there's a lot more to come. Blown away, like the rest of us, by just the candor of his tunes and his ability to talk about his life's journey. And it's great to have you here. Maybe a good starting point would be to talk a little bit more about Beattyville, this town of 1,100 people. You're a writer and observer. Are there some sort of Beattyville characters, personalities that you could tell us about that might sort of give us a glimpse inside the town?
Again, Beattyville is a very small town, 1,100 people. I think there were maybe 60 kids in my graduating class. You know, you knew everyone. I'm afraid to call it Eastern Kentucky because, you know, it's not like Pikeville, but I always say that it had the same, like, sensibilities of Eastern Kentucky, but none of the coal money. We did have people who worked coal, you know, but they'd drive to like Hazard. There was never any active mines in Beattyville. Really, like, some of the most beautiful, benevolent people I've ever met were there. They still are. My folks are still in Beattyville, and I try to get back whenever I can to see them. For me personally, actually, my father who said this, he said, you know, some of these small towns, they're good places to be from, not necessarily good places to be. I grew up in a very religious home. As I've aged, it's been a challenge to reconcile the man that I'm becoming and the man I was raised to be. When you grow up in a very religious home and you later kind of find a different path, let's say, there's a big part of you that's missing. You relied on a lot of things, and you really kind of hadn't exercise certain muscles, like when it came to like trusting your own judgment and trusting yourself. So I think this song is just kind of an exploration in all the different ways that, all the different things in which you can have faith. We claimed the night for our own. You, my crown, and me, your throne. The salt of your skin, hot on my chin, two burnt offerings, just skin and bone. Learned that Canaan's land promised
only be reached by the train we just missed. Promises and hearts, they ain't heart broke apart, but they ain't so easy to fix. Our halos have tarnished over time, beneath them city lights, baby, they still shine. Gold chains from that robe of white, we're going out tonight. Why wait to fall from grace? We can just leap. We can just leap. Go get that dress you got too tight. Let's go out, let's go get right. Like a warden you tease, jingling the keys, baby, won't you set me free tonight? Our halos have tarnished over time, beneath them neon lights, baby, they still shine. Gold chains from that robe of white into that dress I like. Why wait to fall from grace? Why wait to fall? What a waste to fall from grace when we can just leap. When we can just leap.
Some people trace their lineage back to, you know, like Ireland. We just sprung up out of the ground of Beattyville like potatoes. We've always been there.
At what point in your life did you decide that it was time for you to take a break and move to Lexington?
I first moved away to Berea, Kentucky when I was 17. I was kind of a rascal of a kid, and I needed to... There needed to be a little bit of distance between me and my folks. I mean, in retrospect, like, it was completely, you know, my fault. I was not easy to live with. But yeah, I guess I was 17 when I took off, and I bounced around kind of all sides of Beattyville, just never going back to it. And I landed, in Lexington about 10 years ago, I think, where I lived up until about a few months ago.
Did you go to Berea to go to school or just to go to a different town?
I had some friends who lived there. And
by that point in time, were you already playing music?
Yeah. I started writing, I guess, when I moved away. That's when I was actually starting to kind of, quote, find my voice. You know, like every writer looks for their sound and, like, lyric-driven music.
So when you were 13 years old and you started writing, you weren't really writing with songs in mind? You were...
No, I just wanted to sound like the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, I just wanted to make Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness Part 2 forever, which I'm so glad that that's not the way it turned out. I was inspired by this little mini documentary. I forget what it was called, but it's about this old country singer. And he never quite, quote, made it, you know. He never achieved any kind of mainstream notoriety at all, but he kept doing it. Long after the point where his hands couldn't cord the guitar for rheumatoid arthritis. So he would set up a speaker outside of gas stations, travel around, and kind of basically just sing along with this old stereo and some old tapes. I think it'd kind of be easy to sit back and be like, wow, you know, just give up. You need to call it quits. But I think that clearly never crossed his mind to stop.
Well, I once knew well glory's gory taste and the fit of the gold around my waist. They said I hit harder than any man they'd seen before. But now my hands keep me up at night and I get dizzy from the TV's light. It's getting aware. I can't watch the fights no more. And though my arms ain't as strong, if you think they'll fall, then friend, you're wrong. Well, they never will. They never will, they never will. And I once sang for a country western band. They said I held the crowd in the palm of my hand. They sang with Cash, with Jennings, with George Jones too. But now I sit up with this old guitar outside of gas stations with a tip jar, singing my old songs. No one remembers the words to. And though my voice ain't as strong, if you think it'll go, stay for a song. And ready your dollar bills, cause there were none better before, and there ain't been one better since. Well, my better days, they say, are behind me. But my best, well, I ain't convinced. And my better days, they say, are behind me. But my best, no, I ain't convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
Was there anybody who turned you on to writing other than musicians? Like, for instance, did you ever have a teacher who said to you, you seem to like language and you can really express yourself well, you keep up with that?
Yeah, actually, I don't know how it is in most like middle schools or high schools, but we had, I think like once a month, we had like what was considered club day. So you got to sign up for all these clubs or whatever. And there was a songwriting club, which was headed by our, I think it was our history teacher. I think I was at that point already kind of getting into just music. I was starting to really identify with music people for whatever reason. And so I joined and he kind of encouraged me, you know, said all the right things. He's like, you know, don't give this up. Just, I like what you're doing. Keep doing it. Even though, he must have been totally lying. Oh. I forget where we were. We were coming home to my home in Zachariah, Kentucky. In small towns, there's not really like fire departments, right? There's like volunteers. My father was a volunteer of the Tri-Community Fire Department. I remember we got home and there was one of the other volunteers waiting for us, and he said, "Ronnie, there's been an accident, and I'm afraid your father, my grandfather, was killed." It's strange how certain like memories just stay there, and this has always stayed with me because he died in certainly unusual circumstances. He parked his truck on a strip of the L&N that runs through Bataville, and that's a train track. And he kind of waited for a train, and one came. And I remember so many people telling my grandmother and, you know, my father that, I mean, I'm sure his truck, it just stalled. But I think there were a lot of us that questioned that, whether it was, in fact, intentional. The night air bends the tobacco low. Ruby walks the fields as restless as a ghost. She knew Austin would leave her someday, just not this way, not without saying goodbye. Shivering in her pale nightgown, trying not to hear the ringing coming from the house. It's the 10th time the preacher's called. The sheriff told her his truck must have stalled, but she knows when she's been told a lie. And if there ain't no broken hearts in heaven like they say, then heaven sure as hell ain't round here. That common train is for to take you away. Do you hear?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Derek Spencer, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Derek Spencer after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.